segment with your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. Asthma affects 25 million people nationwide, and every day 10 people die with it, with African American women and children being most at risk. Early warning signs include coughing, especially at night, or with exercise and wheezing. Almost all asthma can be effectively managed with a good action plan. So talk with your doctor today, and for more information, visit aawellnessproject.org.
Not only of sight and of sound, but also of mind. This is a dimension that few people enter, and from which even fewer return. There is a signpost up ahead. Your next stop, WRCT 88.3 FM stereo. It could be worse. You could be entering the Twilight Zone. But there are other alternatives.
Right. So forget it all. face down in the gutter, won't admit defeat, though his clothes are soiled and black. He's a big strong man with a child's mind. Don't you take his booze away.
This is G. Gordon Liddy. I urge you to tune in to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 on your FM dial. If you don't, I'll break both your legs.
And left me crying after you're gone. There's no denying you feel blue and you feel sad. You miss the dearest pal you ever had. There come a time, and don't forget it, there come a time. Then you regret it someday. When you grow lonely, your heart will break like mine, and you want me only after you're gone, after you're gone away. Thank you.
Thank you. watermelon, but it wets my ears. Sing Polly Wally Doodle all the day. Maybe grass tastes good to a moo cow's mouth. Sing Polly Wally Doodle all the day. But I like chicken cause I'm from the south. Sing Polly Wally Doodle all the day. Fare thee well, Mr. Gloom, be on your way. If you think you're gonna worry, you can stop it in a hurry. Sing Polly Wally Doodle all the day. Polly is a parrot, we all know well, but just what a Wally is, I can't tell. I wouldn't know a doodle if one came along, but Polly Wally Doodle makes a darn good song.
Did you know that Lyme disease is the most prevalent tick-borne illness, with about 220,000 new cases occurring each year? Believe it or not, you can test negative for Lyme and still be infected. Many victims of Lyme report never seeing a bullseye rash, and it can be very difficult to diagnose because it mimics other illnesses, such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, and Alzheimer's. To learn more, go to www.LymeDiseaseAssociation.org.
The sun's shining, birds are singing, and all feels right in the world.
Until the season changes, and suddenly you lose your motivation to get out of bed. In fact, 1 in 5 people experience some form of depression, no matter the season or time of year.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all, because we want you to live your best life and be your best you all year round.
Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section and after Dad's back injury. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Trouble with opioids can start at home with unused medicines, such as pills, patches, and syrups. You can remove the risk and protect your family. Find out how at www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
This is Law and Disorder.
Today at Law and Disorder, we speak about the tremendous repression being carried out against those on campuses speaking out in support of Palestinians.
Professor Alan Wald from the University of Michigan discusses how this is all too reminiscent of the McCarthy era and what it means for academic freedom in America today.
Also on Law and Disorder, we speak to the author of the new book, Homeland Security, Myths and Monsters, about the Department of Homeland Security and what it's doing.
We speak with author Arun Kundani, who talks about how the Department of Homeland Security has become a repressive and bloated manifestation of government agencies.
Stay with us.
I'm New York City attorney and author Michael Stephen Smith.
And I'm Jim Lafferty, a decades-long political activist and once the national director of the National Lawyers Guild. All across this country, academic freedom is once again under severe attack. Why? Because at colleges and universities, professors who dare to speak out in defense of the Palestinian people and condemn Israel's genocidal war against the Palestinian people are being censored, disciplined, and fired. And these attacks on academic freedom are not limited to actions by university administrators, but include those by the federal government as well. Visiting scholars, adjuncts, and lecturers without tenure have also had their contracts terminated or not renewed. Some had their classes suddenly canceled. Faculty members who espouse views contrary to official U.S. policy vis-a-vis the Israeli-U.S. war in Palestine have been criticized in ways that have trampled on their reputations and hurt their careers. As an excuse for this present-day McCarthyism, college and university administrators often claim their censorious actions are undertaken only on behalf of ensuring their Jewish students feel safe on campus. But there is a distinct lack of evidence to support their claimed motivation. And in fact, the largest pro-Palestinian actions on campuses are generally organized by Jewish groups, such as Jewish Voice for Peace. So today we've invited a professor from the University of Michigan to join us. We'll ask him about McCarthy-styled witch hunts against academic personnel, both in the past and again today. We'll learn how federal law is being misused as a mechanism of political repression against academia. And we'll discuss the role that controversy over slogans condemning Zionism